people.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A man has been found dead in Lusaka's Kanyama compound.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has intercepted an Interlink truck carrying 32 bulk tanks and 40 drums of smuggled.
In international news, the death toll from flooding in South Africa's Eastern Cape has risen to 88.
And within sports news, former Kaizer Chiefs coach has urged Sundowns to forget Messi's shirt and win the Club World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekaina Sakala.
The Zambia Police Service is investigating the sudden and unexplained death of a man found lifeless in his home in Kanyama compound early Sunday morning. The deceased, identified as Jackson Piri, approximately 60 years old, was discovered unresponsive by a member of the community. Police Public Relations Officer Reha Monga says Jackson Piri, who lives alone and earned a living selling cigarettes within the community, had reportedly been experiencing chest pains in the days leading up to his death. He said on Sunday morning, a customer who went to purchase cigarettes found him unresponsive and immediately alerted others nearby.
Approximately 9 hours, received a report of sudden and natural death from a concerned member of the public, identified as Priscilla Puri, age 37, of Mutandabantu area, Kanyama compound of Lusaka. The report was the effect that a male individual identified as Jackson Puri, aged approximately 60 years and without known relatives, was discovered dead in his house. The incident is believed to have occurred between 14th June 2025 and Sunday 15th June 2025 at approximately 08 hours. Brief facts are that the deceased, who was living alone and survived by selling cigarettes within the community, had been complaining of chest pains in the days leading to his death. Police officers promptly visited the scene and, with the assistance of members of the public, transported the body to the investigation hospital mortuary. The body has been deposited awaiting postmortem and further investigations. An inquiry file has been opened and investigations into the matter continue.
Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Welala III of the Lala Swaka people of the Central Province has called for allowing the government to accord 60th President Edgar Lungu a dignified send-off. He expressed appreciation that President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated his administration's commitment to maintaining order and ensuring a dignified funeral. The traditional leader acknowledged that misunderstandings are normal in society, but pleaded with aggrieved parties to find space in their hearts for peace and reconciliation during the funeral proceedings. He emphasized the importance of unity and urged that the government be allowed to carry out its duties in line with state etiquette and protocol.
Bangu ya bakuma president efumechongo lwezubundi olokupatukana kwesimukulosha noshe tomtende bantu nakwato mushashi bakateka wese po bali ba president bali ebomba bali chuma Zambia lwonse ifungi lala yeswaka kurelosha kuma president bantu mushashi uwasalimu na lesa bali nisha atungwire Zambia. Pari ichi, kailesa wine atupero mshashi ule tungula Zambia fainda kai ba president yesu ba kainde. We mshashi umutima wako wata wakosha nama Zambia losha na bantu bove. Losha kani kushindika uyo wali mshashi wachalo angalalo mtende ya tulefua esho ngone ntrubu ndi sama Zambia.
The Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA has intercepted an Interlink truck carrying 32 bulk tanks and 40 drums of smuggled goods. The interception occurred at the Zawa checkpoint in Livingstone. The truck and its cargo were immediately escorted to the ZRA Enforcement Center in Livingstone for thorough verification. Subsequent verification confirmed the consignment as smuggled goods. The smuggling of the 32 tanks by 1,000 liters per tank 40 drums by 210 litres of ethanol and 10 buckets by 25 kilograms of aluminium powder have revenue loss of 1.3 million kwacha. The entire consignment of ethanol and the truck which entered Zambia through the Kazungula border have been seized. Sudara Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala has since issued a stern warning to all individuals and entities involved in smuggled goods.
And like we have emphasized in the past, smuggling is bad for the economy. Smuggling is also does disadvantage those that are involved in this fight, because you tend to lose the goods, you also lose the vessel that has been used for smuggling. So in this case, we're talking about the truck and the goods themselves. So the truck and the ethanol have been seized and will be forfeited to the state. Again, would like to urge everyone to ensure that they do the right thing, make the correct declarations, pay the rightful duties and taxes to the government of the Republic of Zambia, and we will facilitate trade for you so that you can continue doing business. For those that decide to indulge in smuggling, we are making it tougher for them, because we are employing a lot of strategies to ensure that this vice that deprives the government of the much-needed revenue is brought to an end. We need to ensure that everyone pays their fair share of taxes.
13 modules have been developed to train more than 40 targeted agriculture sector cooperatives, as well as small and medium enterprises, SMEs, in Northwestern Province under the Lobito Corridor Trade Facilitation Project. The modules are in the areas of honey production, principles of food hygiene, packaging and labeling, aquaculture, legumes and pulses, SME competition, cassava production, good agriculture practices, milk production, stock feed, cereal processing, confectionery projects or products rather, timber and wood processing. This training, which will take place in Northwestern Province during the second half of 2025, is aimed at enhancing the capacity of cooperatives and SMEs to produce competitive products for the local and regional international markets. The modules are developed and adopted by officials from the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, as well as statutory bodies, namely the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, the Zambia Bureau of Standards, ZABS, and the Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA, at the end of the one-week workshop in Chisamba. Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Director, Technical Regulations, Brian Monga, said the training is important for cooperatives and SMEs as it will enhance their capacity to take advantage of market opportunities for their products in identified sectors. According to the statements issued by Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency Communications and Public Relations Manager Brian Hatioka, Mr. Monga said quality products will assist farmers and other producers in the region to sustain their production and assure them of good income.
In international news, the death toll from flooding in South Africa's Eastern Cape has risen to 88 and is expected to increase with more people still unaccounted for. The Eastern Cape provincial government says 83 bodies having been positively identified by families and 5 bodies are yet to be identified. It says temporary shelters have been established and essential necessities including meals, clothing and hygiene items are being distributed to affected families. President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for a day of remembrance to be declared to mourn those who have died.
And still within international news, officials say that at least 45 people have been killed during an attack in central Nigeria's Benue state. Eyewitnesses said the attack was carried out by armed cattle herders, and police say they then engaged the attackers in a gun battle. Many houses were burnt during the raid on Yelewata town. Clashes between nomadic herders and settled farmers are common in central Nigeria. They're partly fueled by competition over land. We'll take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take notice. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Badani. Now ready, available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
Bring you off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone.